Hello and welcome to our service today on this, the 11th Sunday after Trinity. It is good to welcome you wherever you are, as we gather as a united fellowship of Christ. No matter how separated we may be in place or time, we do have two hymns for our worship today. They are God of Hope and Lord of Healing, and Jesus Christ is Waiting. And my thanks to the St Martin Singers from St Martin's in the Field, London, and the Royal School of Music for making them available for worship. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you, and also with you. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We have come in the name of Christ to offer our praise and thanksgiving, to hear and receive God's holy word, to pray for the needs of the world, and seek the forgiveness of our sins, that by the power of the Holy Spirit we may give ourselves to the service of God. Amen. If anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. The old has passed away, the new has come. The peace of the Lord be always with you, and also with you. We hear God's blessings bestowed on his people. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. Blessed are those who suffer persecution for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. We come to our time of confession. We consider the week that has been, things we have done that we ought not to have done, and things we have left undone, and we bring them all before the Lord. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been, help us to amend what we are and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen. May God, who loved the world so much that he sent his Son to be our Saviour, forgive us our sins and make us holy to serve him in the world, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And the additional collect for this Sunday, let us pray. God of glory, the end of our searching, help us to lay aside all that prevents us from seeking your kingdom, to give all we have to gain the pearl beyond price through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. First reading is taken from the book of Romans, chapter 10, reading from verse 5. I ask then, has God rejected his people? By no means. I myself am an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham, a member of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not rejected his people whom he foreknew. For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. Just as you were once disobedient to God, but have now received mercy because of their disobedience. So they have now been disobedient in order that, by the mercy shown to you, they too may now receive God's mercy. For God has imprisoned all in disobedience, so that he may be merciful to all. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And our gospel is taken from the gospel according to Matthew chapter 15, reading from verse 11. Jesus went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon, and a Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." but he did not answer her at all. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she keeps shouting after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." He answered, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Lord, yes, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed instantly. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. May the words of my lips and the meditation of all our hearts be always pleasing to you, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. I do not think this will surprise you much, at least those of you who know me well, that I have a special affinity for our gospel reading today. The story of the unnamed woman who is willing to challenge the order of things. A woman of faith who is standing her ground to speak truth to authority. A woman who those around her wanted her dismissed and demeaned for standing her ground. A woman who has not been airbrushed away in 2,000 years of patriarchy. Yes, I like this woman a lot. However, before I get carried away on my hero's soapbox, let's have a bit of context. The preceding passage has Jesus once again being challenged by the Pharisees and scribes. They are not happy with the way he is behaving, and Jesus tells them they are being blind to what is happening, that their blind compliance to the law is the problem. He then chooses to leave the region around Galilee and head towards Tyre and Sidon. He basically goes north to the coast. He leaves Jewish territory and heads into the Gentile lands to hopefully a quieter place. He becomes the foreigner, the stranger in a strange land. However, almost as soon as he gets there, a woman starts verbally accosting him. She is not a Jew, but she comes to Jesus because she has faith he can help. The woman, who as a Canaanite is an ancestral enemy of any Jew, will not be deterred. Jesus at first chooses to ignore her. He speaks to his disciples only to say, "I am here for the lost sheep of Israel." In basic terms, Jesus makes it clear that his main mission is to the Jewish nation, to call them back to God, to stop them from being blind, just as he told the Pharisees and the scribes in the preceding verses. I think we owe a great debt of gratitude to the unnamed woman who was persistent in her action. She was willing to challenge both society's rules and a young rabbi and his followers. She would not be silenced. She calls out to Jesus loudly, "Lord, have mercy on me." Yet Jesus does not answer her. It is she who is willing to acknowledge that this son of David is her Lord, and that he is able, if he is willing, to change the lives of her daughter and herself forever. It is only when the disciples come to Jesus and ask him to send her away, since she is causing the disturbance, that he responds to them and not her. "I am not here for her, she is not a Jew," is his response. But she hears and falls on her knees and asks, "Lord, help me." She comes to Jesus in humble need. She comes acknowledging his authority and with respect. And Jesus makes it clear his first and foremost mission is to realign the people of God once again. Too long they have erred and strayed from their ways, for they are like lost sheep, and he is calling them back to God. And still she will not be put off. Yes, she responds, but even the lowly get the leftovers. Now the persistence of the woman definitely helped in this exchange. But I also wonder if some words from the prophets may have helped as well. Jesus would have known them so well. And the prophets were the people who called the people to do what is right. Prophets such as Isaiah, who said, "Thus says the Lord, maintain justice and do what is right. For soon my salvation will come and my deliverance be revealed." And here is God's deliverance. Or that wonderful passage from Micah. "Man of God, what does God require of you but to do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with God?" Here is God who is man. I truly believe God called that woman to that encounter at that time as a reminder for all of the followers of Jesus. We are called to do what is right at all times. Jesus chose to do what was right for the daughter, and in that act opened up salvation for all. The mission of God is the salvation of the world. In this interaction between the unknown woman asking for her daughter's healing comes the opportunity for all to be delivered from powers of darkness. It is a great day for the good news, for that woman, her daughter, for all of us. We are all called to proclaim afresh to our generation the good news. And my question for all of us is, are we willing to be upholders of justice, to do what is right in the eyes of God, who is love? Are we willing to challenge injustice and stand our ground when those around us have closed their minds? Are we willing to share the love of God, which extends to all, with all? We need to hold close to the teachings of Jesus and to the example of the Canaanite woman. Like her, we need a strong faith. She believed that Jesus could and would change the current situation, that he was the only hope. Like her, we need to be willing to worship with open hearts and open minds. She was willing to kneel before God to ask for his help and mean it. Like her, we need to be persistent. The disciples would have sent her away, and even Jesus tried to deter her. We need to be persistent in holding our faith before others so that they may see something of the wonder and glory of God. We need to be the good news, because if not, then who will be? So my prayer for all of us as we enter a new phase in our lives, of our church communities, is that we will all be persistent in faith, faithful in prayer, prayerful in action, and act always in the love of Jesus. Amen. So we declare our faith in God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Loving God, we recognise our responsibility to encourage and uphold one another and to live in peace and love. We also recognise our needs and our human weakness and come to you now with our prayers. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Holy God, we pray for your church and especially all who lead. And we pray for Christians who daily experience hostility from governments, employers, neighbours, as a result of their faith in Jesus. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Creator God, you created us to be stewards of your creation, but we have chopped down forests, polluted the air, poisoned rivers and seas, destroyed your world. Help us to change our ways so that we can look after your creation and make it more like the way you would want it to be. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father God, help us to be reliable and honest in what we do and friendly to all we meet in our daily lives. Help us always to give our best, to work to our fullest, and never be ashamed to confess our faith in you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gracious God, we pray for all who are struggling in body, mind, or spirit. We pray for healing and wholeness for them, and we pray for ourselves. Help us to bring love and life, joy and hope to those who are struggling. Holding before you this day, Sandy and Penny, Val and Tony, Jill and Rod, Malcolm and Maureen, Elsie, Rosemary, Simon, and all those whom we know. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful God, we remember those whose earthly journey has ended. Be with the bereaved in their loneliness and enfold them in your love. Remember before you all those whom we have loved and see no longer. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Faithful God, forgive us when we only turn to you when we are in trouble, and we forget to thank you for your blessings and bounty. Help us to recognise all the wonderful things in your world for which we should be grateful day by day. And joining our prayers with Christians down the ages and across the world, we say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. As we follow the way of Christ, we affirm the presence of God among us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God calls us to share in worship. Jesus said, Where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them. Jesus, you are the way. Guide us on our journey. God calls us to share in prayer. Jesus said, Remain in me and I will remain in you. Jesus, you are the way. Guide us on our journey. God calls us to share the scriptures. Jesus met his disciples on the road and opened the scriptures to them. Jesus, you are the way. Guide us on our journey. God calls us to share in communion. Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. Jesus, you are the way. Guide us on our journey. God calls us to share in service. Jesus said, as you do it for the least of these, you do it for me. Jesus, you are the way. Guide us on our journey. God calls us to share the good news. Jesus said, go and make disciples of all nations. Jesus, you are the way. Guide us on our journey. May the peace of the Lord Christ be with us, wherever he may send us. May he guide us through the wilderness, protect us through the storm. May he bring us home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.